Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Gerald Sherrill. Let's run down the scoring in this one. Wimberley has come away with a 34-6 victory in the first game of the year over the Cuero Gobblers. The scoring got started pretty early with 5:25 left to play in the first quarter. It was Brady Lambert, the first of what would be four touchdown passes, this one 5 yards to Trinity Wilson. Lambert, shotgun again, back to throw, straight back, flips it out right side, end zone. Did Wilson get in? Yes, touchdown, Wimberley. Lambert followed that one again with 10:51 left to play in the second quarter. He was able to hit Brennan Blakemore with a long touchdown pass, and that made the score Wimberley 13 and Cuero nothing. Shotgun, Lambert with Wilson right behind him. Snap, he's looking out left, throwing, caught, touchdown. Why not? It's Blakemore. And why not indeed? Lambert was able to get his third touchdown pass of the half with 8:48 left in the second quarter. He hit Hunter Burchell with a 38-yard score, and that made the score Wimberley 20 and Cuero nothing. Long pass down the right sideline. It's caught to the 10-yard line, and it is a touchdown. That's Hunter Burchell for Wimberley. How about that? 38-yard bomb from Lambert to Burchell. And just like that, it's 19-0 Wimberley. And the Terrio extra point made it 20-0 Wimberley. And then again, about 6.5 minutes later, the Texans were able to score. Lambert with his fourth touchdown pass of the ball game. This one to Trinity Wilson, a 47-yard touchdown strike with 2:04 left to play in the first half. That made it Wimberley 27-0. Lambert's going to roll a bit to his left, and now he's going to screen pass it back right to Wilson. He's got all kinds of room. 40, 30, he's gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. How about that on 3rd and 27, a 47-yard screen pass touchdown, and Wimberley leads it 26-0. And the much ballyhooed Dennis Smith got on the board with 7:37 left to play in the third period. Dennis, right up the middle, a 7-yard run. That made it Wimberley 34 and Cuero nothing. First down now, goal to go for Wimberley. He's again in the back of the eye. He's going to get the ball, and he's going to score. Right up the middle, untouched, Dennis Smith. Touchdown, Wimberley. And Cuero managed to avert the shutout. And that was at the end of the game with 3:19 remaining. A 48-yard punt return. That was Darius Mathis on that punt return. The kick was blocked by Tug McRoberts, and that's where the ball game ended. 34-6 was our score in this one. Wimberley, a good opening ball game for the Texans tonight. Hey, a special shout-out also goes and a happy birthday to Colby and Caleb Kelly from their grandparents with love from Colorado. They're listening to us on WimberleyRadio.com. So we're glad to have those brothers' grandparents listening to us here at Texan Stadium. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our postgame show after this 1 minute timeout.
Wimberley football on KDRP Radio is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. And by Sip on the Square, a full-service coffee shop offering espresso, lattes, smoothies, and sweets. On the Square in Wimberley, next door to the Wimberley Cafe. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday, 9 till 4. Information online at siponthesquare.com. Michelle and the entire staff wish all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! And by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, featuring the band Strickland tonight and the Lisa Marshall Band Saturday night at 8 p.m. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com.
back at Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell here along with Gerald Sherrill. And what a nice scene that is out there, Gerald, with all the parents and the students and the football players kind of gathering there on the track. Certainly a successful opener for Wembley. Wembley 34-6 the score. And Gerald, this thing was expected to be a lot closer than it was, and I got a feeling that Wembley fans are going to be pretty happy with what they saw here tonight. What about you?
They're going to be real pleased, but I know the coaches are going to take those kids back to the locker room and say, you know what, celebrate this win, but we've got work to do. We've got a long season ahead, and let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, we've done about all the damage we can do here tonight, folks. Once again, our final from Texas Stadium in Wembley is Wembley 34 and Cuero 6. We've certainly enjoyed bringing you the ball game tonight and hope you'll join us again next week when the Texans will travel all the way up the road to Dripping Springs, Texas, and will face their neighbors, the Dripping Springs Tigers, in a battle for Ranch Road 12 supremacy. Kickoff is set for 7:30, and we'll go on the air with our pregame show at just after 7 o'clock or so next Friday night from Dripping Springs. Be sure and catch us online at WembleyRadio.com. Thanks are in order, first of all, to all of our sponsors, Cypress Creek Cafe, Wembley Pharmacy, Conley Car Wash, Blanco National Bank, Stevens & Malone, Fancy That Photography, The Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, The Mail Stop, and DeMaster Daniel Insurance. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors. Thanks are also in order for my partner in the booth, Gerald Sherrill, and for our producer-engineer, Denver O'Neill. I'm Mike Blackwell. Again, our final from Wembley tonight. The Texans defeat the Cuero Gobblers in the opener by a score of 34-6. Had a great time, folks. See you next week right here on WembleyRadio.com, your home for Wembley Texans football. Good night, fans.